Welcome to our podcast, Quarantine Cassie. My name is Alice Bui, licensed marriage and family therapist, LMFT 103013. My pronouns are she, her, they. I am the Cassie site supervisor at Milpitas High School. Cassie stands for Counseling and Support Services for Youth, and we provide short-term mental health therapy for our students on campus. Here with me today is none other than Milpitas High School Zone, Ms. Karubin. Can you introduce yourself?
Hi, everybody. My name is Deanna Karubin, and I'm an English teacher at Milpitas High School. I am actually from the community. I went through all Milpitas Unified Schools from K through 12. And so returning back to the community and being of service to them is like something that I'm very, very passionate about. It makes my job feel more and more meaningful, being able to be in the community that I grew up in. I'm in my third year teaching. I actually did my student teaching at Milpitas. Like, I envisioned my whole journey as a teacher would be at Milpitas High School. I never imagined it being at a different district or in a different town. So I am honored to be here. I'm so, like, this is such a cool experience. I'm, like, excited to share my experience with you guys during the quarantine.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us today. Our podcast today is going to be highlighting teachers, and so we're going to jump right into it. How has your experience as a teacher been during the shelter in place?
It has its ups and downs. Like, it's really, there are some things that are beneficial in terms of, like, utilizing technology. I think with the shelter in place, like, it pretty much forces teachers to, like, put off the fear of using technology that we didn't want to deal with, and we were using paper and certain things. Like, certain teachers were a little bit resistant to that. I'm not just saying Milpitas in general and specifically, but, like, in more generally speaking, a lot of, you know, we've been afraid to kind of go, like, straight technology. But now, for me, it has been a challenge, but it's also been a little bit refreshing, because it's like, okay, like, what are some cool things I could do and still keep the kids engaged in terms of, like, activities or discussions? And but for me, I think the hardest part is not seeing the kids every day. Like, that is the part, it's the social aspects, like being able to talk to them and them sharing their experiences, and instead of answering, like, you kind of take it for granted when kids, they're, Miss Q, can I ask a question? Miss Q, can we have a conversation? Like, can we talk real quick outside? Like, I'm going through, now we're just, you're just seeing the email, like, Miss Q, I'm struggling in this. And it takes away the whole connection. Mm-hmm. And for me, that was, like, the part I was like, man, like, being in the classroom, that's where we create our bonds. Like, that's the place that we have these relationships with these students that are more powerful than the curriculum alone. And so to be able, like, to take that away, I was like, man, how am I going to do this? You know? So actually, it pushed me. I actually created, an Instagram, because in the classroom we have this whole thing that I've been doing for a few years now that I actually had from my master teacher, is this whole idea of life lessons, right? Like, the kids would give life lesson questions, and I would answer it to the best of my ability to help, you know, from what I know, right, and my experiences. And so I was like, okay, how can we still create this bond and still give students the knowledge that they can also take outside of the classroom, right? And so I created an Instagram, and I just, like, every day I'll post a little video, like, okay, everybody, it's like, yesterday was like, it's Wellness Wednesday, here's your wellness tip for the day. Or we'll just have, like, these little conversations and just talk to them about, you know, just to still build that connection, because I think that they've been reaching out to me like, Miss Q, I miss this, I miss that. And I was like, you know, this is not the time to take that away from the kids. You know, this is a time where they need that connection more than ever. So, yeah. Because they might feel so alone, you know?
And I definitely second that, missing the students, you know, from, again, our work is all about the students. So that not being able to meet them in person has been definitely like the struggle. I love that you have an Instagram. What's your handle?
It's at Miss Karubin, so MSQUERUBIN. So I give out, like, just knowledge, like, or just certain things, like just to connect with them. And also because in the classroom, that's where they see my personality and they see the type of person that I am. And I feel like for me, when I was a student, I connect to teachers, not necessarily just based on like subjects or, you know, not just that. Mm-hmm. It was like connection by personality and how they are as a person. So I was like, you know what, if I want to, you know, have a strong impression on these kids, make strong connections that could last like a lifetime, they need to know who I am, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was like, we're only halfway through the school year. Yeah. Like a third of the way, not even a third, it was like a quarter of the way of the semester. I was like, man, there's like a whole time period we're missing out on. So, you know, I was just like, okay, I'm going to put this out there. And I've been actually thinking about that just in my personal life. Like, how can I reach out to more people and give out more, you know, more knowledge, put wisdom out there that I've experienced. And I was like, okay, well, now it's perfect time. Like, what am I, you know, there's nothing to wait for at this point. You just got to go out there and just do it. So,
yeah. Absolutely. thank you so much for your, you know, for just keeping it real.
Yeah.
with the students. And I love that you have a handle to connect with your students still here. So going into the next question, of course, everyone's been experiencing challenges in the shelter in place. What have been some of your specific challenges as a teacher?
Actually, I'm like so, like, you know how they say that, like, in your third year of teaching, you kind of get a hang of it, right? Like, you know, you start to really dive into the curriculum or the content. And so this year I've been really able to just dive into the content, but we now facing this challenge of how to convert everything that I've built digitally. Has definitely, I know, like one time I was like, man, how am I gonna assess them, you know? Uh-huh. Like, how am I gonna assess that they're reading, you know? Uh-huh. And so like I had to do, like, you know, brainstorm some ideas of how I mm-hmm. wanted to just test them on just basically like facts, like what happened in the book, mm-hmm. what's happening in this, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So the content part has been a bit of a challenge just in terms of transitioning that out. And also I would say like challenge is getting everyone engaged, you know? So mm-hmm. engaged, but at the same time being understanding that they might not be in the situation or the circumstance that's allowing mm-hmm. them to participate digitally, right? Or mm-hmm. through technology. And it's like trying to be understanding, but at the same time still holding expectations, still holding mm-hmm. them accountable for things that they need to get done. Yeah. That's definitely been a challenge. Just like you reach out and, you know, you want to keep the kids accountable, but they're facing their own mm-hmm. realities at home. And one of the realizations that myself and a lot of our teachers have had is that, you know, some students, not just some, but there are a bunch of students that go to school looking forward to school because they don't want to be at home, because they want to be away from home. Mm-hmm. Right. And so the reality of like, man, some of my kids are at home and they don't want to be there, whether they don't feel safe there or they don't feel wanted there. Like all these things you just think about, like, man, like I think about those kids and I feel like, I don't know, like certain kids, I know who they are, but then there are certain kids that don't share that kind of information. And so they're basically on their own in this time period. And it's like, you can't really be there for them and you try to. So for me, that's like the challenge is the social aspect. And like, to me at this point, and we want, you know, the intention as a teacher is you want to make sure they continue learning. You continue to get them engaged. You continue to challenge them in certain ways. But at the same time, it's like we can't have the same expectations that we do in the classroom because mm-hmm. of the fact that there might be facing certain things or they might not have the resources that other people have. Like not everyone can just have the ability to sit for hours and watch Netflix or play video games. Like some people, that's a luxury, you know, like it's a luxury that some kids don't have. So that I think to me is like the challenge.
Also from the mental health side too, we know that learning it is difficult for learning to happen if it's not, as you mentioned, in a safe environment. And so with classrooms, you have, you know, a lot that you can do as a teacher. And in terms of the structure of the school physical space, that promotes the learning. And so having to try to keep students engaged with a much more varied environment is just super challenging.
Yeah. And then with content and the subject matter and like the curriculum, it's also a challenge to have to space it out. And at this point, what I appreciate is that now a lot of teachers, they have, even for me sometimes, you give students things to do to keep them busy or, in the classroom, okay, do this. But now it's you really question, what is meaningful in your curriculum? What are some things that, to me, I constantly ask myself, okay, I'm going to have these kids do that. Why? Why is this important? And it's constant reflection that because of, there are some students who might not have the time period or, the time of the day or the luxury or, the space to do school basically at home. You start to question okay, I have to be meaningful in this time period. And if I'm going to take 30 minutes, 40 minutes of the kids' times, it has to be meaningful. So that is it's almost a silver lining because depending on the perspective that you see it, our kids, are what we give on our kids. Is it meaningful? Is it helpful? Are they learning? Is it something that, it's not just busy work, right? That whole idea of busy work. So yeah, I think that's kind of where I'm at, the space that I'm in right now after four or 5 weeks. I'm all right, I got to make sure what I'm giving to the students, it has to be meaningful, engaging, curriculum. So
yeah. I think it's wonderful that you've, taken the shelter in place and the challenges and have started to kind of really use it as a springboard for you to grow as a teacher as well. Like you mentioned about honing in that, what is meaningful? What am I here as, a teacher? What am I teaching? Right. Yeah. And I just love that it's being honed in that way and that you've stepped up to it as have many teachers across the board have stepped up to how do we still be teachers when we're not able to be with our students. So that's amazing.
I feel for elementary school teachers, I don't even know the type of you want to be with your kids. They're in such a very, very pivotal moment where they need that guidance. Right. And it's I feel for for me, it's okay. The high school kids, they've developed into certain, their personality in some ways, of course they're still going to be growing, but I think of elementary, third grader, second grader and those things, how their teachers are. I'm just think of them man, I hope they're doing well, and I have some friends that are in the district that are different, and they're, everyone is doing the best that they can, and it's so inspiring to see, even on Facebook or social media, my teacher friends that are, they're doing certain activities or trying to make the best out of this situation. It's really, really inspiring to see.
Mm-hmm. I know a couple of my teacher friends too in the elementary, and they, they just love getting little notes from their students.
Yeah.
And it just warms their heart, and of course they try their best to keep the learning creative and interactive for their younger ones too. So it really is inspiring how people have stepped up to the plate here. Next question. How have your fur babies been handling shelter in place?
My fur baby. I actually have two dogs. So they're two pit bulls. So I'm all about, there's all these stereotypes for pit bulls, but I'm all about them. I don't think I'll ever own another dog but a pit bull, because if you really know what a pit bull is like, they're not these vicious, loyal dogs. So my dogs, they're loving it. During the break time of your schedule from 8 to 3, if you're going to take to go to the bathroom normally in a regular day. I'm walking my dogs, playing with my dogs. They're just so happy. And the kids, they get a kick out of it, you know, like they like, Miss Q, can we see your dogs? And, you know, these are high school kids, like getting really excited about a dog, you know, and about the dogs. Like, oh my gosh, can we see them? Show the dogs. So they're loving it. And I'm sure, you know how, like, I don't know if you've seen like certain memes, there's like, like you think of dogs, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy you're here. And then you think of like, there's like cats with memes like, oh my God, you're still here. You know, like, but they're enjoying it. They're loving it. They're, it's kind of cool because even for me as a teacher, like you go through the stress and you just like look at your dog, take a moment, just pause and look at your dogs. And they're just so happy that you're there. And you're like, okay,
they're getting really spoiled.
Yeah. So.
And I love it. So to end out our podcast here, what's your main message you'd like to share with students and teachers?
It's a good question. In terms of like our, my, you know, teachers, my colleagues, I would say, you know, hang in there. Like we're doing a very, very, like right now at this point in time, what our job is more important than ever. Like we have to deal with not just our curriculum, but the social aspect in our classrooms that we have to be there for our kids, right? Like we have our lives too. Like I would say that in a sense, I am blessed in a way because of the fact that I'm young. I don't have kids. I'm not married yet. But I can't even think about, you know, the struggles that a lot of my teacher friends that have families and they're having to deal with teaching their kids and then having to deal with the 150, 160 kids that they have. It's all I can say to all my teacher friends, like, just hang in there, you know, do the best that you can. One thing that I've always said is that, you know, we always give 100% of what we have at this moment right now, you know, like we don't have the optimal space or the optimal situation. Like we're not in our classrooms, and the 100% we give in our classrooms are going to be entirely different to the 100% that we can give right now, but that's okay. You know, like giving what we can in the situation that we have. And that's, you know, an extension to my students as well. Like give what you can in the situation that you're in and the environment that you're in, because we understand that not everyone has the privilege quarantine life that they see on social media where they're just making TikToks and Instagram videos all day. You know, like not everyone can do that because they have certain obligations, responsibilities. And just like, I want my students to know that we know that we see that, and we see that you're trying, and we see that you're trying to do the best that you can. My heart breaks for my seniors, you know, like I coach softball too, and like to end a season prematurely in the spring was so heartbreaking for our team, and especially the seniors. So my heart goes out to the class of 2020. Like, so much love to you guys. I know this is not the senior year that you envisioned, but you know, our thoughts are always with you. And best believe that when the quarantine ends, the shelter in place ends, that we will have a great celebration for you guys to honor the year and honor the achievements that you guys have accomplished. So that is my message.
Thank you so much for joining us here today.
Of course.
All right. Bye.